This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for sitagliptin myelin. Active ingredient, S. sitagliptin hydrochloride monohydrate. This leaflet provides important information about taking sitagliptin myelin. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking sitagliptin myelin. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking sitagliptin myelin? Sitagliptin myelin contains the active ingredient sitagliptin hydrochloride monohydrate. Sitagliptin myelin is a member of a class of medicines you take by mouth called DPP-4 inhibitors, dipeptidyl peptidase 4 inhibitors that lowers blood sugar levels in adults with type 2 diabetes mellitus. Sitagliptin myelin is used to lower blood sugar levels in adults with type 2 diabetes mellitus. Sitagliptin myelin can be used alone or in combination with certain other medicines that lower blood sugar along with a recommended diet and exercise program. What should I know before I take sitagliptin myelin? Warnings. Do not use sitagliptin myelin if you are allergic to sitagliptin hydrochloride monohydrate or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have or have had type 1 diabetes mellitus, have or have had increased ketones in the blood or urine, diabetic ketoacidosis, have or have had any kidney problems, or any past or present medical problems. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Sitagliptin myelin is not recommended for use during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. You should not take sitagliptin myelin while breastfeeding or if planning to breastfeed. Children and adolescents below 18 years should not use this medicine. Sitagliptin myelin is not effective in children and adolescents 10 to 17 years of age with type 2 diabetes. Sitagliptin myelin has not been studied in children younger than 10 years of age. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with sitagliptin myelin and affect how it works. Medicines that may cause low blood sugar when used in combination with sitagliptin myelin include sulfonylurea, insulin. A reduction in the amount of the sulfonylurea or insulin may be required. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect sitagliptin myelin. How do I take sitagliptin myelin? How much to take? Take once a day by mouth, with or without food. If you have kidney problems, your doctor may prescribe lower doses and monitor your kidney function. Your doctor may prescribe on its own or with certain other medicines that lower blood sugar. Follow the instructions provided and use sitagliptin myelin until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take sitagliptin myelin? Sitagliptin myelin should be used at about the same time each day. If you forget to take sitagliptin myelin should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take it as soon as you remember. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you take too much sitagliptin myelin, if you think that you have taken too much sitagliptin myelin, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking sitagliptin myelin? Things you should do. Diet and exercise can help your body use its blood sugar better. It is important to stay on your doctor's recommended diet, exercise, and weight loss program while taking sitagliptin myelin. Call your doctor straight away if you If you become pregnant while taking sitagliptin myelin, if you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking sitagliptin myelin. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking sitagliptin myelin. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking this medicine suddenly. Continue to take sitagliptin myelin as long as your doctor prescribes it, so it can continue to help control your blood sugar. Do not give sitagliptin myelin to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. There is no information to suggest that sitagliptin myelin affects your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. No information available about the use of alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink, or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Signs of an infection of the breathing passages including runny nose, sore throat, cough, soreness in the back of the nose and throat and discomfort when swallowing, headache, flu-like symptoms, stomach discomfort and vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation, muscle aches, or pain in the joints, back, arm, or leg, itching, or blisters, or the breakdown of your skin, erosion. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reactions including rash, hives, and swelling of the face, lips, tongue, and throat that may cause difficulty in breathing or swallowing. Severe and persistent stomach pain, often with nausea and vomiting. These may be symptoms of pancreatitis. Pancreatitis can be a serious, potentially life-threatening medical condition. Low blood sugar when sitagliptin myelin is used in combination with a sulfonylurea medicine or with insulin. Severe blistering or the breakdown of your skin. Erosion. Kidney problems, sometimes requiring dialysis. What to do? Stop taking sitagliptin myelin. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What sitagliptin myelin contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Sitagliptin hydrochloride monohydrate 25, 50, or 100 mg per tablet. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Microcrystalline cellulose. Calcium hydrogen phosphate cross-carmelose sodium magnesium stearate. Sodium stearyl fumarate. Film coating. 25 mg tablet strength. Lactose monohydrate hypromalose. Titanium dioxide. Triacetin. Iron oxide red. 50 mg and 100 mg tablet strength. Polyvinyl alcohol. Macrogol 3350. Purified talc. Titanium dioxide. Iron oxide red. Iron oxide yellow. Potential allergens. 25 mg tablet strength. Lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What sitagliptin myelin looks like. Sitagliptin myelin 25 mg is a round-shaped, biconvex pink film-coated tablets debossed with LC on one side and plain on other side. OSTAR 38480. Sitagliptin myelin 50 mg is a round-shaped, biconvex orange film-coated tablets debossed with C on one side, and plain other side. Ostar 384801. Sitagliptin myelin 100 mg is a round-shaped, biconvex beige film-coated tablets debossed with L on one side, and plain on other side. Ostar 384802. Sponsor. Maple Healthcare Pty Ltd. Level 8, 555 Bourke Street. Melbourne, Victoria 3000. Australia. Info at maplehealthcare.com.au. Distributor. Sitagliptin myelin is distributed in Australia by Alpha Farm Pty Ltd. Trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30-34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in February 2024.